Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about jealousy. Do you get jealous often? Would you like to know how to shift your jealousy? Are you on the other end with people constantly being jealous of you? What are the habits of people who don't get jealous? Let's continue our month clearing clutter with summertime. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by a few things. The first was me. I truly rarely get jealous. I'm not saying that I don't get jealous, but I don't get jealous that often. I was on Facebook scrolling and I saw a picture of someone that was their second marriage and they were getting married in Hawaii. And I thought, oh, I'd really love to be in Hawaii right now. Tony, my husband, has never been to Hawaii. Oh, I'm kind of jealous that they're out getting married in Hawaii. Because I hadn't been jealous in a while, it got me thinking about jealousy. And I thought, that might make a pretty good episode. In a podcast that I did last year, I talked about a statistic about how being on Facebook can cause you to be more jealous. I have stopped being on Facebook a lot. I still am on. In 2016, I did the Daily Gratitude, which was really great, but Facebook has just become a little bit overwhelming for me, and with a lot of negativity, I had to take a step back. The other event that prompted me really wanting to do this episode was a friend. I had a friend whose wife had an affair. For me, the takeaway was this. He was able to see his part in creating jealousy and his, because he was so jealous, how that affected their relationship and how he drove her to do it. Now, I'm not saying that he is condoning what she did, that she is blaming herself. I want to be really clear about that. However, because he was able to see his role, it's going to allow him to heal a lot more quickly, in my opinion. I believe all of us get jealous. There's no right or wrong about this, but how can we deal with it better in the future? Let's begin with why people get jealous. Jealousy is a natural emotion that everyone experiences at one point or another. You're not alone. You aren't the only one experiencing it. I don't get jealous a lot, and I just talked about how I was jealous a few moments ago. Jealousy becomes clutter because it's masking what we are really feeling. We could really be feeling possessiveness, insecurity, or shame. I read in a few places that jealousy is really driven by self-critical thoughts. That was an aha moment for me. I believe we can boil it down to feeling not good enough, not worthy enough, or loved. No matter what's going on, it boils down to one of those three things. We also may be jealous because of perceived competition. If you really want to make the basketball team and you don't and someone else does, you might be jealous. Doubting your abilities. If someone was 100% sure that she could do whatever you could, she won't be jealous. However, if she has doubts, she may become jealous. Needs. Someone needs money the most may feel jealous if you are financially successful. Insecurity or low self-esteem. A woman might be completely self-confident in her career, but her low self-esteem comes out in romantic relationships. What's really going on? What's behind the jealousy? Have you ever looked at the thoughts behind your jealousy? Take my friend whose wife had an affair. Thoughts like, what does she see in him? Can go into a downward spiral. He is so much more manly, handsome, successful than me. Even when we learn of a spouse's affair, many times we direct the anger at ourselves for being not good enough, unlovable, stupid, or unwanted. Behind the jealousy is our critical inner voice. You know that they say by 7, our personalities are formed. We formulate this internal coach based on our childhood experiences. I know a lot of my personal development has been removing these false stories I've created. We internalize the negative experience. For example, if we feel ignored as a child, we will probably feel insecure in romantic relationships. Most of our self-critical thoughts are on autopilot. We aren't even aware we think them. And these negative thoughts bring about shame. The amount of shame we feel directly influences the amount of jealousy and insecurity we have in the present. When you start to feel jealous, can you become present? Check in. How much is really about the incident, or how much is about the tapes running in your head? Can you dig deeper and see what the tapes are and be willing to release this clutter? I once had a therapist tell me that I would keep breaking open the wound and the wound would never be allowed to heal. That was a great metaphor for me, and I really got it. Kind of what is happening underneath jealousy. Nothing to do with what's really going on. It's old wounds that haven't healed. What old wound do you have? Face these situations. As Jung said, what you resist persists. The more you can face the jealousy demons and put the fire out, the more you can release them. Figure out these false beliefs. Understand what triggers you. Are you surrounded by clutter? Are you exhausted from the stress your clutter creates? Are you anxious every time you walk into your home? Do you long for peace of mind? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how I can support you. People who don't get jealous do. To begin with, they have a high sense of self-worth. The hallmark trait of being secure with yourself is loving who you are. You are comfortable and love yourself. You don't feel envious of another person's circumstance or relationships. They have gratitude. When you have gratitude, you're less focused on what others have and less likely to be unhappy because of jealousy. How can you create more gratitude in your life? Can you post on Facebook? Can you have a gratitude journal? They also unplug. Unplugging reduces stress. We aren't meant to be going 24/7 and always answering a phone or reading status updates on Facebook. You will also feel better if it is social media you are unplugging from. Researchers found that heavy Facebook use may make certain people experience feelings of envy, which in turn could lead to depression. We found that if Facebook users experience envy of the activities and lifestyles of their friends on Facebook, that they are much more likely to report feelings of depression. Study co-author Dr. Margaret Duffy, a University of Missouri journalism professor, said in a press release, "Facebook can be a very positive resource for many people, but if it is used as a way to size up one's own accomplishments against others, it can have a negative effect. Taking time away from the screen may be one of the best things you can do for your own confidence. Celebrate other successes. People who don't get jealous also celebrate other successes. Another person's success doesn't mean you're failing. You aren't the same as anyone else. Desire your life, not someone else's. What changes do you need to make? Have you celebrated your successes lately? They also don't seek approval from others. I used to seek approval from others all the time. I don't do that anymore. If you feel smug when others are jealous, you are insecure and your high won't last long. You're looking for something outside of yourself when you need to look within. I saw a really interesting post the other day on Facebook. I belong to an alma mater women's group. And this woman was complaining about her husband, how he didn't do something or congratulate her on a recent promotion. And I didn't post this because I thought I kind of tuned in with my intuition and I didn't think what I had to say would be heard. I wanted to post though, whatever you're seeking from your husband, give to yourself. So if this is acknowledgement, she needed to be able to acknowledge herself. So don't look for the approval outside of yourself. Give it to yourself. People who don't get jealous also aren't concerned about labels. This also includes you and your own categorizations and the labels of others. You're more than your title or the awards on your shelf. You're not your awards, your job, your marriage. That's coming from the ego. Before I started my podcast, I had a show, Reawaken Your Brilliance. Love the show title. Ended up taking that as my business name. However, I really struggled letting go of the show. I knew it was time to move on. I trusted I would find the next thing for me to do. However, I struggled. And then I realized I was putting Julie into the show. Julie's self-worth came from doing the show. That's completely ego, body personality based. And when I was able to see that, I could step back and say, I'm not the show Reawaken Your Brilliance. I'm Julie. And when I made that connection, I was able to let the show go. And then I started this wonderful podcast. And finally, they don't compare. I also did a 10-minute podcast on this last year. There is always going to be something better than what you have, someone that's more accomplished. It's all about your perception. Nothing will be good enough if you're constantly thinking someone else has it better. That takes us right back to gratitude. If you're grateful for what you have, you're less likely to compare. What if you're someone who has lots of people jealous at you? How do you handle jealous people? One, and probably my favorite, don't take it personally. What others do and say is about them. How you react is about you. When you don't take things personally, it's a lot easier to let it go. Simply ignore them. You don't have to engage. As I like to say, you don't have to join every battle you're invited to. If it's a work situation, you might have to address it. You might have to get a boss or perhaps a colleague involved. You can reduce the interactions you have with the person. I had a friend, and it just turns out we're no longer friends. She was constantly jealous of me and would belittle me. And so what I did is I reduced our interactions over time, and so now we don't see each other anymore. Remember, you do have the choice to limit interactions with people or let go of a friendship. You can also be the better person. When they become jealous, offer them a compliment. Sometimes that throws them off balance and surprises them. And who knows? By giving them a compliment, they might not be jealous of you anymore. Perhaps you could share a struggle of what you went through. You don't know why they're jealous. You don't know what the stories or tapes are running in their head. Again, if you'd like to be the bigger person, share a struggle that you went through and how you were able to work through it. You could also encourage self-improvement. Talk to them about their struggle and see if you can get an idea and offer positive suggestions on how they could improve. They might be open to it. Because even if they're jealous, if you have accomplished something that they'd like to, they probably would appreciate the feedback. They might not, but you'll never know unless you do it. Also, be aware of what you post on social media. Part of me says that you shouldn't have to filter, but part of me says it's just worth it, especially if you get a lot of people who are jealous. It's just not worth it to keep posting all the great things if people are just going to give you flack from it. Consider being more aware and selective of what you post on social media. And finally, have boundaries. If you are aware of what your boundaries are, you will know when they are crossed and you can correct someone. You don't have to take someone being jealous. For instance, you could say, it's apparent to me that you're jealous right now. I'm sorry, but that's not okay. If you want to come back and have a conversation with me, I am happy to support you in working through your challenge and see if we can brainstorm and come up from a solution, but I'm not going to allow you to talk to me like that. it is A-okay to have boundaries. I think I'm definitely going to do a podcast episode on that. Can you easily navigate the ups and downs of life? Are you tired of feeling stuck? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. If you are ready to take that first step, go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how I can support you in creating the life you desire. Take actions from today's podcast. Pick one area or situation in your life where you're jealous. Is it really about the current situation, or is it an old wound rearing its ugly head? Can you dig deep and see where the jealousy might have come from? Can you release that clutter? Can you see where or how a false belief might have formed? What habit of people who don't get jealous would you like to try? Pick one and start doing it. If someone is jealous of you, create a plan to deal with their jealousy. On our next episode, we will talk about energy healing, and my guest is an energy healer who I've worked with. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.